This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night show. We're kicking off the second hour of tonight's program with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Brian and my last show. Brian's in my last show. This was a problem last time. It is our last show. Mark is going to continue doing the Sunday show with Ian. And I think that's going to be great. I think people really like that. So I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, we're not going to stop podcasting or anything. We kind of talked about this in an after show a couple of weeks ago on the Sunday edition. But for those of you who didn't catch it, if you want to know where you can keep in touch with me and Brian, Brian has his own podcast. It's called Sovereign Tech. It's a technology and science podcast. And I'm the producer. And I love his show.
It's a lot of fun.
You can find it at sovryntech.com, and just awesome production. Like Brian really puts on a show. So if you are interested in seeing that, check out sovryntech.com, subscribe to his show. And we also do a podcast together. We haven't made a show in a while, but we did start up this podcast. It's called Sex and Science Hour, which is it's basically self-explanatory. It's a show where we talk about sex and science stories, and we have a lot of fun. We're going to be rebooting that here at some point, too. We haven't made a show in a while, as I mentioned, but you'll be able to find it there, so you can subscribe at sexandsciencehour.com, and that's where you'll find us. All right, 855-450-3733 is the number here on Free Talk Live. One more time, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Call and bring up anything that's on your mind. But we have been talking about car talk tonight.
Car talk life. It does seem like the stories have been about cars and that sort of thing with the red light.
Tied with freedom. Like, I just remember being 16 and learning how to drive for the first time, and that was freedom. When I had a vehicle, I could go wherever I wanted to go pretty much, and no one could stop me. And a car is really a big step in terms of personal freedom.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't have in my house when I was, 17, okay, I wasn't allowed to have sex in the house. I really wasn't allowed to have much of anything in the house as far as women
goes.
So
you just became a virgin and stopped having
sex,
right?
That's right. I went to the monastery, did the whole thing. But what I did is I went out and, I purchased the largest car I could find. And I actually had that car for some time, and that was my answer to solving the authoritarian regime that my parents had me under at the time. And so
what
cars really do provide freedom.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really do. Except if they have kill switches in them where they can be turned off at any time.
Yeah.
And that's where I want to go next. Brian, you've got a story here about people who have poor credit essentially being subjected and discriminated against, I would say, and subjected to having kill switches installed in their cars where they can be shut off if they make a late payment.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one aspect of it, but I think there's a lot more to talk about, and of course we'll get into it as we go through the story.
Yeah, actually hold that thought, because
right.
We do have a call coming in.
Cliffhanger.
I want to talk about this, but let's first talk to Brian listening in St. Louis. Hey, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, first of all, Stephanie and Brian, this is the first I've heard that you guys will no longer be on the show. I'm sad to hear that, but I'm very excited to see what you guys come up with next.
Thank you very much.
Yes, yeah. Thank you so much.
We didn't, I guess I figured people would kind of be hearing about it later. We kind of announced it about 3 weeks ago, but some people still haven't heard yet because they, don't catch up on the podcast. But yeah, we're basically going to be moving on, and then the Sunday show is going to be Mark and Ian. So I'm sure that will be great, and we will continue to podcast and maybe drop into Free Talk Live here and there if we have a chance.
We'd love that.
Thank you. So what else was on your mind, Brian?
Well, I'm sure you guys don't remember me. I called in maybe 5 months ago with an incident out of St. Louis where, to briefly go back, I was recording police doing some things they shouldn't do to someone that wasn't really doing much wrong, and they decided to stick me with an interfering with an investigation and later a passive interference, or a passive, resisting arrest charge, that's what it would be.
You know, Brian, I actually think I do remember you calling in, but just for our listeners who maybe don't remember it, go ahead and recap as much as you need to, and if there's any new developments, love to hear about those.
Sure. Well, there was a guy at a bar who was being talked to by police, and out of habit, I typically take out my camera and record anytime police doing anything, really. I was kind of, you know, staying back doing my own thing until they started getting a little more aggressive with the guy, and I, you know, the guy didn't seem like he was doing much, and I felt that was inappropriate. So I went to one of the officers standing to the side, and I asked why he was being arrested, and, you know, he wasn't very, very talkative, and he really didn't like the fact that he saw me with a camera.
Sure, I bet.
Yeah. One thing led to another, and he ended up charging me with interfering with an investigation. And
did he ask you to get back and you didn't or something like that? I mean, what was the basis of that?
He asked me, he said that I was interfering, he tried to snatch at my phone, and when I said, you can't touch my phone, he got more angry with me, and he put me in handcuffs.
Hmm. Okay.
Right.
And then the passive resisting was...
Oh, that was...
How can you passively... it seems like resistance is an active act.
Yeah, it would seem that way to me. If they're going to be able to get you, it's going to be able to get you for sort of asking questions, but I think that that's really tenuous.
Yeah.
It's likely you're not only going to win this, but that if you contact your ACLU in your state... Ian basically won some amount of money.
He got
a settlement in this situation because of, you know, this kind of thing.
Yeah, was that based on the precedent of the Glick case where this guy who was a lawyer at Glick in Massachusetts was recording the police and he got arrested for it, basically?
Well, the Glick case was just a restatement of what judges had been saying all along. And judges are really trying to send the message to police. And it's difficult because police really have very little responsibility for paying for their mistakes.
Even if they make a mistake and get found guilty for it or whatever, they don't have to personally pay the victim a settlement or anything. It comes from the tax money.
But the judges are trying to send the message home across the United States, hey, cops, you've got to let people videotape you. Now, I don't know what happened specifically in this instance, and I'm kind of curious, the DA or the prosecutor or whatever, they haven't dropped this and said, well, we're going to let you off this time, son.
Well, actually, that comes into play. A couple months later, you know, I'm settling this with my lawyer, and they offered to drop all the charges. You know, they saw the video, and they agreed it was kind of a bogus case. They dropped all the charges in return for me not pressing any charges against their misconduct.
Not pressing any charges against them.
Yeah, and that was the deal that was on the table, and my dad, who was very helpful with my legal bills and all that, was basically like, look, you're not going to do anything with this. We just want to get it behind us. And, you know, more or less for him, I ended up signing this deal originally.
Okay.
Well, fast forward to maybe a couple weeks ago, in a totally unrelated case, I'm out and I'm holding up a sign in front of a speed trap in my neighborhood. Trying to warn drivers.
You need to move to New Hampshire and stop whatever you're doing there.
I'm more inclined to agree with you given recent events. The cop in this case didn't really like what I was doing. Came up to me and he was very polite at first. And basically tried to say that he wasn't doing radar, he was just filling out paperwork. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. Well, we're just going to, you know, step out of your way. So we set up a little bit left down the road. And he goes
back.
Well,
what could be the problem? Even if he was just doing paperwork, if you have a sign that says speed trap ahead, what's going to happen? People are probably going to slow down. So shouldn't he want that to happen?
That was my impression. it actually gets a little more interesting. And we're held up at another point, and he's still, you know, he's facing, like, the road in the angle, this parking lot right next to him that he's not using. He's clearly there, you know, to get an angle on speeders. I mean, he's not filling out paperwork. So we're up there for a minute, and I guess he notices us and comes up and instead of he comes up to us and he says, "Well, I'm just going to follow you."
Brian, hold that thought. I want to hear the rest of this story, but we'll have to have a cliffhanger. One sec. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. If you've got cop stories or want to talk to us about the roads, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are live this Sunday evening. That means you can call in at 855-450-3733. 3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can also get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You know, there, all you have to do is sign up for the subscription. You can cancel it at any time, and you'll get a free pound of the best of the best coffee. You can take your pound of coffee and go. But if you really enjoy the coffee, here's an opportunity to switch. Now, you probably drink coffee every day, and this is a way to get better, healthier, more delicious coffee that helps people. Because what BuzzBox does that most coffee companies don't do is they send back to us some of the proceeds so that we can turn it into microloans through Kiva.org. And this has been really successful for us because we're able to give microloans to people around the world, and we've been using Kiva for years. I've been using Kiva for years. We switched over from World Vision to Kiva recently, but we've given a lot of microloans out and helped a lot of people with a hand up, not a handout. And I think that's what's important. They know what's right for their lives. We've helped people, for instance, buy used appliances so that they can fix them and sell them in their store, get restaurant equipment, fix cars, buy cows, all kinds of things that are helpful to them. And that's how people are getting out of poverty. They're going to work their way out. Coffee.freetalklive.com to help. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and those loans, when they get paid back, can be reissued to someone new.
That's exactly right.
So it's going to stay in that system forever.
That was also your idea, Stephanie.
Thank you. Yes, I'm full of them. I am full of good ideas. No, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I'm glad you ended up going that route, Mark. You were actually the one who initially told me about Kiva, and I've since then made loans myself personally on Kiva.
Yeah, I wanted to go with the Ramallah Friends School, and I think that it was just too esoteric for people. You know, what are friends exactly? Where is Ramallah?
Is that a Quaker thing?
It's a Quaker thing. Right?
Where is Ramallah?
Ramallah is in the West Bank.
Okay.
Also, people felt like it might be exploitive of the Gaza problem.
Yeah, it could be a little politicized, yeah.
So I don't know entirely. Gaza, West Bank, Gaza, not the same place, but, you know.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, actually, that experience was kind of big for me, Mark, hearing about Kiva from you. And I think it was 2009 was when I started using it, because it got me interested in microlending. And that was the subject that I've since written articles about and given talks about and done a lot of research on. So that kind of opened the door for me. So it was your good idea first.
Thanks.
I just recycled it back to you. Let's go back to Brian in St. Louis. Brian, you were starting to tell us a story about how you were doing some activism in your area in St. Louis there. You were holding up a sign by the side of the road that said speed trap ahead to warn the incoming motorists, which I love that, by the way. I mean, you've got to be the most popular guy in the city if you're doing that, saving people from speed tickets, potentially. But the cop didn't like it so much that you were warning people about. And so what happened next?
Well, you know, there was the original interaction that I had with the officer, which was pretty brief. And he told me he wasn't speed trapping and then kind of got back in the same position. And so I went down the road and for another maybe 10, 15 minutes. Oh, by the way, I should note, you know, and that was the first time I had ever done this. The interactions from drivers were overwhelmingly positive, and, you know, I felt really supported in that way. I get to a point where the officer comes back to talk to me again, and he kind of pulls his cruiser up, and he says, "I'm just going to follow you." And I'm kind of caught in an odd place. I'm like, okay, well, you know, we're just gonna keep moving ahead then, I guess.
On foot or with his car?
He is following me in his cruiser, yes.
And you were on foot?
And I'm on foot.
Oh, and, okay. Wow, that's weird.
Sounds like there's a lot of places you can go he can't.
There were, but
let's go to the mall.
At that point, we're like, well, you know, if this guy's going to give us a hard time, we're going to give a little hard time back. So we just kind of held up the sign and walked down the road with him. Not even really. It's not even causing an effect anymore. He's maybe 15 feet behind us.
I think drivers are really confused at what they were saying.
Yeah, there's a scene there.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up. It's right there. Anyway, he does this for a minute, and then he turns around, and we think we're leaving, or he's leaving. And it was like, great, we shut down the speed trap, and we also deterred some speeders in the process. That felt really good. Well, as he kind of turns into the little cul-de-sac where our cars are located, And I'm like, okay, we need to run, check this out, and, you know, make sure, because, you know, my brother, he drives a Jeep Wrangler, and it doesn't have a top, so he can really do whatever he really wants to. Well, we get over there, and I guess he's still in his cruiser, and I presumably running our plate, and we just go to our cars, and we keep recording. We're just waiting for him to leave, and then we're going to pack up and go home. Well,
yeah, I bet you wouldn't want to leave in front of him because he's going to try to get you for something.
Exactly. So we're just standing behind the car kind of recording, and he, you know, like they always love to do, I never really understood this, but he'll start recording me. I guess kind of like the some fun, maybe.
We'll teach you with your camera.
Yeah. Some people like transparency more than others. Well, so there's a short interaction there, and ultimately he ends up leaving, and we're feeling good, and we drive home. Well, maybe 5 hours later, I get it's maybe 10 o'clock, and there's a knock at the front door, and I know my brother's outside smoking, so it's like, oh, he must have locked himself outside. So I kind of crack open the door, and I see this very same police officer at my, just keep in mind, my dad's house. Yeah,
creepy,
my address
he stopped
to them,
you.
Right, my address to them should have been my apartment. So, he must have looked at me and then in turn maybe my dad to find that address. Or I'm not sure how that would work. But anyway.
Or maybe he followed you there.
Man, now you're making me even more creepy.
It is creepy. It's a violation of your personal boundaries either way you slice it. Yeah.
Well,
so what happened after that?
Well, I see his face, and immediately I kind of shrug. I'm like, am I being detained? And he says, I've got one better for you. And he pushes open my front door, steps inside, turns the light on, and puts me in handcuffs. And I'm completely confused. I have no idea. Yeah.
I don't think he can do that. I don't. Like, if you, yeah, you didn't want to let him in. You weren't opening the door for a reason. He pushed it open.
No, if he has probable cause for an arrest, he can, and you come to the door, you can certainly.
Did he have a warrant though? Wouldn't he need a warrant for his arrest?
No, yeah, not the door's open. It's like a vampire.
That was the unfortunate answer I got from my lawyer, because that was my very first question: how could he do this? Mm. Well, he did have probable cause for my arrest, and it turns out I had two warrants in my name, and I'm completely confused. I have no idea how I could have two warrants. Well. Oh, and by the way, I asked to see these warrants while I'm in my home because I don't want to go anywhere with the armed stranger that doesn't like me very much.
Of course, yeah. So real quick, finish up the story, 20 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we get to the car and we find out that these warrants that I have are actually duplicates from my original charge from 5 months previous. Now,
wow.
I guess, I've been charged twice in one set of charges. They were going through. My lawyer was taking care of them. One of them none of us even knew about. And
man, what a story, Brian. I hope it works out for you. Thanks for calling. This is Free Talk Live.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends this December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. at guns80.com. They have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 80.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Sorry, I didn't warn you guys. We are live here on Sunday evening. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
It's a three-for-one deal for the last time. This is your final opportunity to talk to the three of us together as a team, because Brian and I are moving on from the Sunday show. It's going to be Mark and Ian coming up here in the following weeks. But if you want to talk to us, you can do that tonight by dialing 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That is, of course, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines for you.
Have you ever noticed how foreign news seems to have completely different headlines and different takes on, the U.S.'s foreign policy than domestic news organizations?
Things that make you go,
Well, antiwar.com makes a real effort to try to get you the truth about what's going on, the answers, the facts. What antiwar.com doesn't have, however, is a pot of gold. They get a huge readership, but the war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All antiwar.com has is you. The antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news. But they can't keep this going for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate, or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state.
All right. You know, we just had that call from Brian in the last segment, and he had a lot of story to tell about his speed trap activism. He basically had this incident where he had been doing some recording of police, got arrested for it, had the charges cleared, or so he thought, then had another incident where he was warning people about a speed trap. The cop followed him home and arrested him on an outstanding warrant for his last thing that he thought was cleared. So he didn't quite get to finish his story. I felt bad about that, but Mark, you wanted to say... Brian, move to New Hampshire.
Right. Well, I mean, for one, what a surprise. The government doesn't keep its paperwork very well. They were supposed to have those charges dropped, and they
didn't.
Why
would they? It doesn't affect them.
So he's going to spend the night or two nights or however long in jail, and the police officer is going to use the violence inherent in the system to go ahead and oppress this guy for no good reason at all, because he didn't like that this guy was warning people. This is constitutionally protected speech. The Supreme Court has said that it's constitutionally protected, but now this police officer gets to go ahead and stick it to this guy because, you know, that's what they'd want to do.
Yeah.
You know they would. You know, a police officer doesn't want you standing in front of where he is with a sign saying speed trap ahead.
Yeah, and it's so easy, especially when you're an individual, or even if it's just two of you, you know, for police to just, I mean, they you know, they feel that that confidence of the strength in numbers as to where if, you know, you're in a place like New Hampshire where there's a community of people prepared to do this stuff, you know.
Or at least to support you.
And support you.
With maybe advice or legal help or whatever, you know, backing you up, being there with you or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, the individual is everything, no doubt. But I think there's a lot of strength to be had from having community, like-minded community around you.
And even there are plenty of sort of radical outside the system activists here in New Hampshire that think that it is foolhardy to do that kind of activism outside of New Hampshire. What you have here is you have people who are doing it together. You have cameras on the situation, because if this police officer caught him at the door, which he did, and decided to bust the teeth out of his mouth, exactly what, and then the police officer said he tried to escape or whatever it was that he tried to, exactly what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm really glad.
This police officer didn't do that.
I'm really glad Brian didn't get hurt in this, because there is a risk. Like, you're taking a physical risk by kind of interacting with the cops in this way. And not that you're asking for it in any way or that it's your fault in any way, but there is always the risk that anytime you have an interaction with the police, it could turn violent, because that is pretty much their main tactic. You know, that's what they do. So I'm glad you stayed safe out there, Brian. If you want to tell Ian about that story, I'm sure he would love to hear it, and he'd probably pitch you on trying to move to New Hampshire.
Indeed. I'm going to pitch you. Go to freestateproject.org and sign up now.
Indeed. That's why we're here in New Hampshire. Although that kind of activism is not our style, like on this show. We don't participate in that kind of activism, but I certainly think it's interesting to hear about, and I certainly would be grateful if there was someone warning me about a speed trap, for sure. So anyway, let's go to Skype, where Jared is on the line. Hey, Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie, Brian.
Hey.
The last Sunday show.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about it, and, you know, I've always thought Free Talk Live is a critical thinking show. I think that's the most important thing about it.
We do our best.
Well, and that's really, I think, the most important goal, because the two things that I feel that most people lack in the world is empathy and critical thinking.
Yeah, and I think I tend to agree with
that. Yeah, I agree with that.
Those are good things to have. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree completely. The world would be a much better place if more people had it. But the thing that I've always found interesting about the Sunday show, that I've always found really fascinating about the Sunday show, was at first I was not put onto it. I was like, this is okay, but I'll listen. It's not that I always agree with the different take that you guys have on Sunday, because sometimes I don't, but it at least gets you to think about things in a different way, even if it's just about how human beings act or technology or other things. It's just something to add to it, and I think that it's great, and I hope the Sunday show still manages to be somehow different, because when you have people who are just all cut from the same cloth and it's the same thing, it's not that they're bad, but it's just the same thing, and different messages, they will resonate with people differently. So I think the more that people can get these ideas out there and get people to think critically about this stuff, the better the odds are of you reaching more people. So, you know, that being said, with you guys leaving, I hope Ian doesn't crash and burn on Sundays.
Thank you.
Mark, if you ever leave, the show's done.
I agree.
There'd be no one here to do it, barely. But Jared, first of all, I want to just say thank you in all seriousness. I really appreciate you saying that. It means a lot to me that you acknowledge that we have this different perspective that, yeah, maybe not everybody agrees with it, but at least get you to think. That's the whole point, right? That's what we were going for.
Yeah, I appreciate that as well, Jared. Thank you so much. And it really reminds me of the fact that, I mean, this is a problem I think that's happening today, is that people really, I know this is always said in every generation where people have stopped thinking, or they've stopped thinking critically, but I think it's actually suddenly becoming true, because the way people get their information.
It's really true.
Okay, no, it really is, because the way people are getting their information is through a algorithm. Okay, and this algorithm isn't tailored to the society, it's tailored to the individual, and so all you're going to get is news that thinks like you think, you know, or whatever. You're never going to get these opposing views that actually allow you to grow, okay, on Facebook or whatever. And then it gets to the point where, I mean, like, Facebook literally changes, you know, for some people, it's behavior control, you know. I mean, we've seen those studies.
Yeah, okay. We're going to make you sad this week.
Yeah, so that's one of the beauties of radio, of podcasting, whatever. There's no algorithms. You know,
I vote Brent Vinat needs to come back Sundays then.
Brett,
he definitely gets you to think differently.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Brett's got a lot of great stuff to say. He lives kind of far away, though. I mean,
he's moved. Skype into the show.
Yeah.
Cool. So anything else on your mind tonight, Jared?
Nope. I just hope the Sunday show goes pretty good. I'm sure it'll be fine, but I just definitely appreciated the different perspective, even though I didn't always agree with it. And there's still a lot of things I'm like, I think you guys are off base on some things, but I still think
we're a little off
base for the show.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, well.
Cheers, Jared. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jared. I really appreciate you calling in tonight, and have a great evening. That was really nice. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
So let's talk now with Dan listening in Des Moines. A lot of callers from Des Moines tonight. Hey, Dan, you're on.
You must be on live there.
Hey, Dan, you're on.
Yeah, I heard
live.
There was a lot. Yeah, a lot of callers from Des Moines tonight. So,
yeah,
I don't know why that is. I'm unfortunately a latecomer to the Sunday night show, but and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
To hear,
welcome.
I'm missing you all.
Yeah, well, you know, if you ever want to catch up on all the Sunday episodes, they are at archives.freetalklive.com. Actually, every single show that's produced 7 nights a week is there at archives.freetalklive.com. And there's like thousands of hours of content. I think at some point I actually have in my own personal collection a archive of pretty much every podcast or piece of audio that I've ever done and that I've ever produced. And at some day, I'm going to publish them all in one place on a personal website and make it available. I just don't have it yet. It's only on my computer. So, Dan, I know you had something you wanted to talk about, so hold the line if you would. This is Free Talk Live. We still have to also get to these kill switches and cars for people with bad credit. I really want to talk about that. But if you have thoughts, of course, 855-450-FREE is the number here on Free Talk Live.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You know, I forgot to mention a little earlier that there is another way that you can keep in touch with me after I move on from the Sunday show, which I am going to be doing after this week. I am on a show called Let's Talk Bitcoin, and it's a twice-weekly podcast all about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. So if that's your thing or you just want to learn more about Bitcoin, you can hear me twice a week on that podcast at letstalkbitcoin.com. Just wanted to let everybody know about that. Let's go back to the phones where Dan is on the line in Des Moines. And hi, Dan, you were just starting to get into what you wanted to talk about tonight. Why don't you go ahead with your thoughts?
Well, there was a couple things that, first off, I was following up on, I think it was Brian that got in trouble for saying there was a speed trap ahead.
Oh, the caller, Brian, and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I was fascinated by that was the fact on our morning radio here, is that they list where all the speed cameras are. They tell everybody where they are.
Do the locations of those change?
Yeah, they change every day. And so on morning radio, they tell us where those speed cameras are.
There ought to be an app for that, you know?
Well, you can. You just go on the internet and they show where they are all every day. Mm-hmm. And, but I'm going, okay, so why isn't the radio station, getting, cracked down like Brian did,
Well, because the radio station, really, when it comes down to this, is about numbers. The police officer knew that he had more power than this kid, who is one guy. But if this kid had been with like five other people, I don't think this police officer would have bothered him. He would have said, this isn't worth the trouble. And he'd gone off some other place to have a speed trap.
Yeah, exactly. And so he just didn't like, being, pressed around or somebody messing with his business. It's like the cameras and stuff, people videotaping and stuff like that. And that brought me back to the other thing with the interference. They just don't like anybody around. It's kind of a short story, but a bad story. I got busted for interference also. I had went, to a bar after a football game and with my brother, and we decided to go, outside and have a smoke. Well, I will tell you, it was stupid, but we took our drinks with us. And so I had, the truck parked outside, and I took our drinks and started smoking. And then I walked off because I saw police on horses. And then I came back, and I saw my brother being arrested. And
wow. Just for having a drink outside of the bar?
That's the way the law is in Iowa, because public intoxication is either being intoxicated, but if you actually got a drink outside, it's the same law. So he's
God forbid children see someone consuming an alcoholic beverage, even if they're acting responsibly. I mean, like, what kind of law?
It's not like the bars have windows.
Yeah, it's so silly.
Yeah, and 4 feet across is their outside patio. If we'd been in there, we'd have been fine. So I just stepped up and asked, what's happened with my brother? And the officer says, step back. And I wasn't within 3 feet. I just said, what are you arresting my brother for?
That makes sense that you would ask that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the cuffs were immediately on me, too.
Wow. So that's how you got arrested for interference, was asking, hey, what's going on with my brother who's in handcuffs? Jeez, what a story, Don. Dan, I'm sorry. that's incredible. I'm really sorry to hear that happened.
Yeah, they finally dismissed that one, but I mean, it was just...
you had to lose your time. Yeah, you had to deal with something, even if they ultimately dropped it in the end. You still lost your time and a little bit of dignity, probably say.
Yeah, 6 hours in the little tiny cell and everything, so.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Gosh, sorry to hear that. Thanks for sharing that story tonight, Dan. Thank you for calling in.
This is a tactic well known among police, which is this: you might beat the charge, but you can't beat the ride. And this is the terminology. Mm-hmm. The ride is that, look, we're going to take you to jail, and we're going to fingerprint you, and we're going to treat you in a fashion that you would prefer not to be treated, and we're going to waste your time. Because, look, I got to be here another 6 hours. So you might as well have to be with me another 6 hours. I've got to do something. And at this point, you have emotionally attached me to messing with you enough that I'm just going to go ahead and do that. And that's what it comes down to. Now, is every police officer going to do this? No. Some are going to conduct themselves in a professional fashion, and you're not going to hear about those guys. But I can tell you that those guys are not going to chasten or scold the ones that do that kind of thing, mm-hmm. because it would make them unpopular.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the difficulty that we're dealing with American law enforcement, and why we have to have people with enough intestinal fortitude to stand up and say, I'm recording what you're doing. Because they need to be used to it. They need to be on camera all the time, and that video footage needs to be available to the public on demand.
The attitude kind of creeps into other aspects of people's lives, too. I think it's like when silly little things such as walking across an imaginary line with a beer in your hand become illegal, people start to get afraid to just do anything. I mean, like, Brian and I went to a concert, Brian, the host on Free Talk Live tonight, went to a concert last week. It was Motley Crue. It was a rock concert. It's very rebellious music. But there were police everywhere. There were ushers everywhere. And people were just afraid. They were so cowed. It was the lamest concert ever, even though the performance was great. But people were just, like, afraid to get into the music.
Oh, yeah.
They were afraid to walk into the aisles because they would get, like, shooed back into their seats. They were afraid to move around. It was just, like... people are just so scared, and I don't blame them because it's a police state, a genuine police state.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and equally, I was there enjoying the show, okay, because I'm a huge Motley Crue fan, and Alice Cooper was there too. I know all the songs, and so, I'm singing along, rocking out to it, and I'm not drunk. I don't, I'm a total teetotaler, but I had, one security guy wouldn't, go 5 feet from me. Because here I am actually rocking out to the show. It's like, wait a minute, this guy's having a good time. We got to do something about this.
You're actually expecting
yourself.
It's
like the opera. Yeah, you're supposed to sit in your seat and wait until the intermission's to clap.
Yeah.
You're just passively sit there and watch the concert without interacting in any way. It's like, no, people have things that they want to express. I mean, where's the heart and passion in this? It's a rock concert, for God's sake.
Yeah, absolutely. And something else I want to bring up, because maybe this is just a bad case of where we were, but they were patting people down going into the concert.
Worst
thing. And I have a tactical pen. I'm not a fan of guns, not a fan of a whole lot of things that are designed for lethal means. Okay, but I understand understand self-defense, and, you know, I had a tactical pen. And this pen, the guy looks at it, you know, it's made of aircraft aluminum and all that. It's designed to break glass if necessary. And he's like, oh, no, you can't have this. They're going to take it to your car and throw it down. I'm like, it's a pen. I'll just throw it out.
And I'd like to note that I have the exact same pen, and I've brought it through the TSA over a dozen times and never had a problem with it.
It's getting crazy, and the arbitrariness of everything is nuts, be it crossing imaginary lines or whatever.
I personally think we're going to have to get off this planet, but what do you think? 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype, where Daniel in Mexico is on the line. Hey, Daniel, you're in Mexico?
I am.
Cool. Where in Mexico? I'm curious about that.
I am a bit south of Tijuana.
Cool. How do you like it there?
I like it a lot. In fact, this is a different subject than I wanted to bring up, but with the traffic light things, here, at least where I am in Mexico, when the light's about to change, the green light will flash for about 3 or 4 seconds first. Then it goes yellow for about 3 seconds, then red.
So it's like a warning and then a warning and... This is the pre-warning and the actual warning and then the red. That makes sense,
And it works really well. The other thing, about, at least where I am, is the traffic cops don't enforce anything. The only thing the traffic cops do is if you get in an accident, then they're going to come down on you like a ton of bricks. But otherwise, they just leave people alone.
Huh.
So stop signs here are actually treated as yield signs.
Yeah.
And you would be amazed at how efficiently traffic flows because of that.
Yeah, this is really interesting. A little more trust for the drivers.
This has been shown in other countries, particularly in Europe, where they're getting rid of a lot of, you know, more advanced, we'll say, you know, traffic signals. And driving is actually safer and more efficient because of it.
It is.
Yeah, it's just a little bit more like trusting that the driver can make the right decisions for them, too. You know, that's a big thing with us. I think a lot of people who are into liberty maybe feel like we don't get a lot of trust from society. We're constantly being like micromanaged and not trusted to exercise our own decision-making capabilities, you know?
Yes, it is. And along with that, because it's treated as a yield sign, people actually pay attention at intersections because they know they have to watch the other drivers and see what they're doing. So people just pay attention. Also, speed limits are just merely suggestions here.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you give people responsibility, amazingly, they actually take it, and they do well.
They do.
When you treat them like they can handle the responsibility, they can handle it. Surprise, surprise.
But the subject I want to bring up was
Daniel,
the Silk Road.
I would love to talk with you about that. Hold the line. Hold that thought, if you wouldn't mind, because I know you did want to talk about the Silk Road. And I'm curious to hear what you have to say. And if you've got something to say, 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Still got to talk about these kill switches.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, third annual fall flooring yard sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot and pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20 month special financing and get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall flooring yard sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit Lumber Liquidators. To find a store near you.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.